Hello and welcome to Kids in Mind with Dr. Rebecca Weber, child psychologist based near Geneva. Rebecca speaking to us this month about intelligence in kids and teens. Now, for more information, you can visit cabinetweber.net. Now, Rebecca, what is intelligence in the first place? How can we measure that?
Right. So researchers in psychology have conceptualized intelligence over, you know, decades of research and time as a neurocognitive mechanism, which is measured by tests. And today, research, if you like, is in fact divided between the impact of genetics and the environment on a person's intelligence and their potential intelligence.
Okay, so intelligence is just that which the tests can measure.
Right. So the exercises that we carry out in intelligence tests are, if you like, positively correlated with what children learn as members of society and as students. And so they're measuring, you know, the child's capacity to absorb information and process it, but also that which they're exposed to in society.
So everyone, of course, is thinking IQ tests.
Yeah.
Can IQ tests actually show if a child will be successful or not in school?
So what high test results indicate is that those children often perform well at school. We can't say that because your child scored well in the test that they're going to perform well in school. There's lots of other factors at play. Do they like learning? Do they like their teachers? Do they appropriate learning as their own project? Those are really important aspects, for example. The tests really provide us information that is useful beyond a specific subject matter, such as maths or history, because it indicates the way in which a person is learning. And that's kind of the most useful piece that we take from the tests.
But it is the case that some people are smarter than others, or they at least score higher on IQ tests.
Yeah, of course there are. There's absolutely a curve, if you like. There's going to be the majority of people who will have scores within the kind of middle ground norms, and then a very small percentage in the lows and a small percentage in the highs. And the origin, if you like, of intelligence, in order to kind of explore that, it's necessary to study the interaction between genetic inheritance and environment, and the standardized IQ tests do not study that intersection, if you like. More and more research is pointing towards hereditary influence that increases with age because specific genes require specific conditions in the environment in order to be expressed. This is a field called epigenetics, which is becoming increasingly important in the field of psychology.
So when it comes to IQ, then nature and nurture are interrelated.
That's right. It's kind of impossible to dissect them and separate them.
Okay.
Today.
Rebecca, thanks for that. For more information, you can visit Rebecca Weber's website, cabinetweber.net. And if you want to hear that episode again and others in the series, you can go to our website, which is worldradio.ch/kidsinmind.